You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the continent to bring you the truth about cannabis and marijuana law reform.
I smoke pot and I like it a lot.
The Rough Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation. Now, here's your host, Radical Russ Melville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Tuesday, August 19th, 2014, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. And before we get the show started, I gotta offer a huge congratulations to our good friend Al Olson, who's announced today that he has left his senior editor position at NBC News to head marijuana.com. That's right, he will be the senior editor at marijuana.com, managing editor. He took over on Monday and will be primarily in charge of expanding editorial coverage for marijuana-related news, as well as building a reporting team for that news site. That just might work out pretty well for somebody I know. We'll keep you posted, and congratulations, Al. All right, coming up on today's show, we've got more highlights from the Seattle Hemp Fest, all sorts of great coverage right after our 420 radio news. And in the headlines today, we have got so many cities voting all across this country on marijuana legalization and decriminalization. We're going to break that down for you in the headlines. Also, the famous TV medical examiner, Dr. Michael Bodden, had some controversial things to say about the THC in slain teenager Michael Brown's toxicology report. We've got a headline on Jackie Chan's son busted for weed in China. Also, the governor of Colorado saying that the regulators have done a very good job there rolling out legalization in the first U.S. state. And that Seattle cop who wrote all the pot-smoking tickets, he's back on the job. We'll tell you why when we do our 420 headline news right after the first break here. Then after the news, we've got all of these different speeches and video coverage from the Seattle Hemp Fest. We're going to start off with my speech at McWilliams Stage. This was on Friday. We'll give you the Friday speech. And then after the next break, a cannabis community chat where we feature our visit with Coral Reefer on Stony Sunday. So nice to run into Coral, plus a couple cute videos, including a cat video. Boy, it's not the internet without a cat video, right? So we got a cat video coming up for you from Hemp Fest. Then at half past, we're going to do the activist agenda, where we're going to turn things over to Ngayo Bilom, who delivered a great 12-minute set as he introduced the metal band Chimera on the McWilliams stage. Then to end the show, we've got my final speech at McWilliams stage on Saturday. Got to do a long extended speech there, so we'll use that as the radical rant today. As we go into hour two, we've got a backstage interview at Main Stage with travel writer Rick Steves, one of the good friends of the show. He was so gracious to give us 5 minutes of his time. We'll get that to you at the top of hour two. Also, we visited backstage with Joy Beckerman Marr and Doug Fine, two of America's leading hemp advocates. They're going to give us the latest in industrial hemp, plus our own Herb Thrasher at the Sealy stage and the McWilliams stage. Two speeches from Herb Thrasher, plus my speech from Sealy stage, and we'll have time for Electric Tuesday with Electric Bob. He's going to bring us a great EDM track from Kuma entitled Beneath the Flowers. So plenty of Seattle Hemp Fest feature coming up today. Also, if you want to get a look at any of these videos, I'll have them posted at the Radical Russ YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/Radical Russ. I've already got yesterday's videos posted. More of those coming up after the show today. Also coming up after the show, our good friend here who's in the studio, Big Daddy Fink. Hey, Big Daddy. There he is. I got to get the mic on you. Try that again.
Oh, what's happening, Roller Rinkers?
That's right. The Big Daddy Fink from the Funky Roller Rink. We might do us some live funkin' on Thursday for a special Funky Roller Rink, so stay tuned for that. I also see you rolling up a Big J.
Oh, yeah.
420's on its way. We got to take a break. We'll be back with the news right after this.
Russ Melville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio, the world's voice of marijuana legalization.
Join us for the International Cannabis Business Conference September 13th and 14th in the Portland Ballroom at the Oregon Convention Center. The International Cannabis Business Conference will focus on the emerging cannabis industry in Oregon, the United States, and around the world, putting you in front of the industry's foremost entrepreneurs, political leaders, and attorneys. Also showcasing over 40 cannabis-related industry exhibitors, offering VIP lunches and free nightly networking events. Prepare yourself for America's next great industry.
Free Weed from Danny Danko, replaying Wednesdays at 1 Pacific on.
Hi, I'm Richard Harris. I'm the former director of addictions and mental health for the state of Oregon. Drug treatment and prevention are woefully underfunded right now. Measure 91 will better fund drug treatment and prevention programs. Marijuana isn't going anywhere. We're not stopping it with the war on drugs. You have to remember that marijuana is a pretty benign drug. It doesn't have the usual dependency features of, say, heroin or alcohol abuse. Now, marijuana feeds drug cartels and fuels violence. We can crack down on that. Take the money from drug cartels and, by the law, spend it on law enforcement, treatment, and education. Criminalizing marijuana is just no way to solve the problem. That's why treatment people like me are supporting Measure 91.
It's time for the 420 Radio News, covering the latest headlines in consumer cannabis, medical marijuana, and industrial hemp. Transcripts of 420 Radio News are available daily on our website at 420radio.org. Now, here's Russ Belville with your marijuana headlines in 4 minutes and 20 seconds.
This is your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. There may be 2 cities in New Mexico joining potentially 3 more in Maine and 14 cities in Michigan that will be voting on marijuana reform this November. Last night, the Albuquerque City Council voted 5-4 to place a $25 marijuana decrim initiative before the voters. However, the measure could still be vetoed by the mayor. Santa Fe has already placed its $25 decrim on the ballot. Voters in South Portland, Maine will vote on 1-ounce legalization. Portland legalized 2.5 ounces last year, and activists are still petitioning in York and Lewiston. In Michigan, the cities of Saginaw, East Lansing, Port Huron, Mount Pleasant, Berkeley, Lapeer, Huntington Woods, Keego Harbor, Pleasant Ridge, Montrose, Frankfort, and Onaway will vote on 1-ounce legalization, while Clare and Harrison will vote on 2.5-ounce legalization. Oak Park and Hazel Park already approved 1-ounce legalization in the primary election held earlier this month, and Ferndale, Jackson, and Lansing, Michigan legalized 1 ounce in 2013. Dr. Michael Bodden, the TV medical examiner who performed an autopsy on slain unarmed teenager Michael Brown, said marijuana could have made the victim act, quote, in a crazy way, end quote, before being gunned down by Officer Darren Wilson. Appearing on Greta Van Susteren's Fox News show, Dr. Bodden speculated on Brown's toxicology report, saying, quote, very important with marijuana is the levels of the different drugs that are present in marijuana to have an opinion as to whether or not he might have been affected by the marijuana so that he may have been acting in a crazy way and may have done things to the police officer that normally he would not have done. End quote. THC is detectable on toxicology reports for weeks after use, so there is no indication that Brown was impaired by marijuana use. Furthermore, numerous studies conclude that marijuana use tends not to correlate with violent behavior. The son of martial arts actor Jackie Chan was arrested for marijuana possession in Beijing and could technically face execution. JC Chan, age 32, was arrested with a Taiwanese actor, Ko Chen Tung, and they both tested positive for marijuana consumption, which is a crime in China. JC Chan was also found in possession of over 100 grams, about 3.5 ounces of marijuana in his home. JC Chan is also being held on suspicion of harboring drug users. He could receive a punishment from mandatory rehab to 3 years in prison, but if he is charged with sales, he could face execution. JC's father, Jackie, an international celebrity, is also a member of a legislative consulting body in China and, ironically, has been an anti-drug spokesperson in China since 2009. The governor of Colorado told the Washington Post that regulators have, quote, done a very good job, end quote, rolling out the first U.S. statewide legalization. Quote, I think state regulators have done a pretty good job, said Governor John Hickenlooper. Not perfect, but all things considered, I think they've done a very good job, end quote. New rules were passed this month to deal with one imperfection, the regulation of edible marijuana products, which now must come in 10 milligram THC servings with childproof packaging and clearly labeled as containing THC. And while tax revenues are only a third of original expectations, Governor Hickenlooper said, quote, it was a guess. No one's ever done it before. It was a wild guess. And every time we said it, we said, we have no data. You're creating a whole regulatory environment out of whole cloth, end quote. The Seattle cop who wrote almost 4 out of 5 public pot-smoking tickets is back on the streets. Officer Randy Jokula is back on the beat while SPD continues its investigation. Jokula had written notes on his tickets calling legalization, quote, silly, and addressing some to PD Holmes, throwing shade toward the city attorney who supported marijuana legalization. Jokula also once had 2 suspects flip a coin to determine which one of them would receive a public smoking ticket. Meanwhile, in Seattle, tokers who've been frustrated by supply shortages plaguing Cannabis City, the city's first pot shop, now have another legal pot shop just northeast of Seattle at which to shop. Herbal Nation opened up with plenty of marijuana for sale in Bothell at noon yesterday, and long lines of shoppers were there to meet them. This has been your 420 Radio News for Tuesday, August 19th, 2014. You can get 420 Radio on the go with our Shoutcast stream for all internet-enabled media players. Go to rad-r.us/420shout or just click the Shoutcast icon below the live radio feed at 420radio.org. The International Cannabis Business Conference takes place September 13th and 14th at the Portland Ballroom in the Oregon Convention Center in Portland, Oregon. Featured speakers include Oregon Senator Floyd Prezansky, U.S. Congressman Earl Blumenauer, Daily Dish blogger Andrew Sullivan, author Doug Fine, and Harborside CEO Steve D'Angelo. To learn more, visit our website at international.cb.
I don't use marijuana, but as a teacher of 36 years, I can tell you lots of other people use it. I don't believe in prohibition. I don't think it works. Prohibiting it hasn't stopped anybody from getting a hold of it. I would like to see it regulated so that maybe kids can't get a hold of it so easily. I know they get a hold of it now very easily. I support a new approach to marijuana. I support legalizing it. It's with us. It's not going to go away. And if we can get money through the taxation, we can also educate our kids about it. That's why I support it.
Welcome back, everybody. 13 after the hour. Time for us to go behind the headlines at the Mick Williams stage for my speech. Enjoy.
It's so good to see all of you. This is my 10th year doing Seattle Hemp Fest. It's just amazing, and it always has an air of freedom, but so much more now that y'all legalized marijuana. Let's hear it for doing that. They said it couldn't be done. You did it. Beautiful. You set an example for the rest of the country and the rest of the world. And usually when I come to this event, it's like a family reunion. You get to see all these people, all these activists, these people from all around the country and around the world. One of my favorite people is Jody Emery. And she's not here this time because her husband, Mark Emery, finally got released from an American prison and he's back home in Canada. Let's give it up for Mark Emery. Think about that 5 years ago, September of 2010, the U.S. government just reached up into Canada and took him away from Canada for something that would only get him a fine, selling marijuana seeds. And he had to do 5 years in prison. And you know what that accomplished? Not a whole lot. But it took a lot more than just 5 years out of Emery's life. He was arrested in September of 2005 when the Vancouver Police Department cooperated with the DEA. And so when that happened, the chief administrator of the DEA, a woman named Karen Tandy, said that it was a significant blow to the legalization movement, because Mark Emery had been dedicated all his profits, a lot of his profits, to supporting legalization. He gave millions to HempFest, to all sorts of activists, trying to get medical passed, trying to get legalization passed. And so they said it was a significant blow to the legalization movement. Well, that's 10 years later. And I thought, you know, we ought to take a look at how significant a blow the arrest of Mark Emery was to the United States legalization movement. Let's see. Since 2005, we've added 13 more medical marijuana states. How's that for a significant blow? Since 2005, we've added 8 more decriminalization states. So much for a significant blow. We've added 11 states that recognize the use of CBD oil for epileptic kids. Most of these in the South that never would have thought of passing anything medical marijuana once they saw it help the children. We got those. So 11 more CBD states, mostly in the South. So much for a significant blow. And of course, as you well know, here in Washington State, we legalized in 2 states. So much for a significant blow. And on top of that, the wave of legalization continues to grow and grow and grow. In 2005, the U.S. Gallup poll support for legalization nationwide was 36%. A little more than 1 out of 3 people supported legalizing marijuana nationwide. Now, the latest Gallup poll is 58% support for legalization. A majority. So much for a significant blow. There is 82% support for not treating marijuana use as a crime, so-called decriminalization. Don't put people in jail, maybe give them a fine. 82%, 4 out of 5 Americans. Like they like their dentine gum, 4 out of 5 Americans support decrim. And 88% of Americans supports medical marijuana. The latest poll in Florida, 88%. 93% amongst Democrats, 82% amongst Republicans. So much for a significant blow. We're going to legalize in Alaska this year. 2014, Alaska is going to legalize an ounce of marijuana and sale for the $50 flat tax per ounce. Right there up to British Columbia and the Emery. My home state, Oregon, is going to legalize an ounce of marijuana, 8 ounces of home, 16 ounces of edibles, 72 ounces of tinctures, and an ounce of concentrates. Plus, decriminalize twice that amount and defelonize 4 times that amount. Yeah, with, best of all, $35 an ounce flat tax. The Legislative Review Office says it'll cost $140 an ounce for Oregon weed. So much for a significant blow! District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., our nation's capital, has marijuana legalization on the ballot. They just decriminalized marijuana with the lowest fine in the country, $25. So much for a significant blow. Our nation's congressman and president and vice president are going to have to go to work every day in a city where marijuana is legal. So much for a significant blow. And we're going to get medical marijuana in Florida this year. Florida! The South! Oh my God! Medical marijuana in Florida. And just you wait. When all those grandmas and grandpas, that senior set, the AARP folks, realize that a little bit of cannabis can replace the thing that helps their arthritis, the thing that helps their memory, the thing that helps all their aches and pains, the thing that makes life just a little bit better. When those seniors in Florida get medical marijuana, and then they go back north to their homes in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and all these other places, they're going to want their medical marijuana. So much for a significant blow. So DEA, if you're listening, and I know you are because we're the DEA, if the arrest of Mark Emery, if you think that was worth it, considering we added 13 medical, 8 decrim, 11 CBD, and 2 legalization states with DEA, you can significant blow me. I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for coming out to HempFest.
The stage for the Mick Williams stage on Friday. And when we come back, we're going to have a lot more for you from the Seattle HempFest. Wasn't expecting music to come up. Apologize there. So much to work with. But we got more for Seattle Hemp Fest coming up with Coral Reefer after the break and the Vote Guy and Backpack Cat. So stay tuned.
Hey, bud. Let's party.
All right. That sound means it's 20 after. And Big Daddy Fink wasn't down to hear the re-recorded version. No bell, man. I took the bell out. We're going to celebrate 420 in the Mountain Time Zone for a little safety meeting of our own. When we come back, Coral Reefer, Backpack Cat, and the Vote Guy from Seattle Hemp Fest.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the TuneIn Radio app for all mobile platforms. Go to rad-r.us/420TuneIn or just click the TuneIn Radio icon below the live radio feed on 420radio.org. At Herbie's Cannabis Seeds, we pride ourselves on bringing you the best quality seeds from the world's most respected cannabis seed producers, all at the lowest online prices. You can find Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. All cannabis seeds are sold as souvenirs and as a means of preserving cannabis genetics. Herbie's Seeds in no way intends to condone, promote, or incite the use of illegal or controlled substances. We strongly urge all prospective customers to check their national laws prior to placing an order. Herbie's Seeds at herbiesheadshop.com. Proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show and 420 Radio. The Hollywood Hemptress Hour with professional comedian and former reality star Terry Joyce from Portland, Oregon, replaying Tuesdays at 12 Pacific on 420radio.org. Are you a hypocrite? If you live a closeted cannabis lifestyle, you are. Read about seven people living a closeted cannabis lifestyle who are on the verge of coming out in The Hypocrites by Mara K. Eaton. Available at areyouahypocrite.net. You can purchase the book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble, also available on iTunes. Check out Mara K. Eaton on Facebook as well. Learn more at areyouahypocrite.net. The cannabis community is a diverse set of people from all walks of life, conservative and liberal, black and white, straight and gay, rich and poor, and everyone in between. Learn more about the people we are freeing from adult marijuana prohibition in our cannabis community chat.
More highlights from Seattle Hemp Fest. Enjoy.
30 seconds. If you like to smoke like a broke stove, please register to vote. If you like to smoke like a chimney, please register to vote. If you like to smoke like a bad muffler, please register to vote. Please.
Sorry, sir.
If you like to smoke like a chimney, please register to vote. It only takes 30 seconds to vote. 30 seconds. Write your name down. Your name's in the books, and it's all good.
Well, what do you know? We're here at booth 811 Vape World, and we run into the lovely Coral Reefer. On a stony Sunday, in her stony Sunday shirt.
Happy stony Sunday.
How was your stony Sunday today?
It's been awesome. It's my fourth stony Sunday at Hemp Fest.
You did a live event today.
Yeah, I did the live show earlier, and then we're hanging out at the booth all day. It's like 5 hours here, right by the water. A beautiful view. The music's not too loud over here, so you actually hear yourself. It's nice.
And you want to say hi to all your new Australian friends, too?
Yeah.
I saw you had a great trip.
Oh, my God. Australia's amazing.
Yeah.
It felt really, really far away, but at the same time, the cannabis culture there is up and coming. Everyone's ready for it.
You got to Nimbin?
It was awesome, yeah.
Oh, far.
Nimbin. And Nimbin actually just had a pretty serious tragedy where the hemp headquarters and the Rainbow Cafe burnt down. And it was all the more of a blessing that I was able to see it, capture a lot of it on film, and really give you guys a good tour of the town, because from what I hear now, it's burnt down, and I don't know what they're going to do, because it was built in the 70s. It's a lot of original artwork and everything, so my love's going out to Nimbin in Australia. No one was hurt in the fire, which is the best thing possible. But they have to rebuild. They got to keep going, because hemp is one of the easiest things to get non-smokers to understand about legalization.
Yes. It's the no-brainer of marijuana reform.
Yeah.
It doesn't get you high. Why are we banning it?
Because it looks strong, like weed. So cheap, so durable.
Gee, that's kind of like banning powdered sugar, because it looks like cocaine. I mean, no sense. All right, so we got some reefers here.
Yeah.
And they are going to help us out, apparently, with our Stony Sunday needs.
Awesome. Yeah, we're doing a raffle.
Hi.
If you put your name.
Hi.
Hello. Hey. You put your name on.
Coral's doing a raffle, as usual, and making everybody happy. A lot of her fans showing up here. We're going to see about doing a Stony Sunday dab here as soon as we get this taken care of. I'm on my way to McWilliams stage. Got to go speak there at 2:50. Raffle time.
Yes, I did. Thank you. Did you get yours?
Yeah,
he put cool. So yeah, we're gonna do the raffle at 4:20, and the prize is this one. And that's what I took to Australia with me. It's perfect for herb vaping on the go.
Yes.
And to clean it, it's so much different than the packs where you really have to have more tools.
Yeah.
You can just wipe this one down with like a warm, wet cloth or something, you know? Super easy. I've tried it, but I really like this one.
Yeah, that one's so simple.
Well, there you have it. Stony Sunday, of course. The replay will be on 420 Radio on Monday, as always. And a little vapor pen before we go. Very good.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Happy Stony Sunday, everyone.
Nothing quite like walking down the Hempfest line and seeing a guy with a backpack and a cat perched between the backpack and his head. Cool cat.
Am I live?
It's not live. I'm on camera.
Nice kitty.
Yeah, man, legalize it.
You can get 420 Radio on the go with the Ustream video app for Android and iPhone. Go to rad-r.us/420Ustream or just click the Ustream app icon for Android or iPhone below the live radio feed at 420radio.org. The Marijuana Business Association, or MJBA, are proud sponsors of The Russ Belville Show. It is the mission of the MJBA to establish integrity and legitimacy, create common market standards, provide market intelligence, and develop best ethical business practices for participants in the emerging legal marijuana industry, including commercial hemp, medical marijuana, and recreational marijuana for adults. Learn more about the Marijuana Business Association and visit MJBA.net to join today. That's MJBA.net.
NARMAL stands for Responsible Adult Cannabis Use. If cannabis use is causing problems in your life, consider taking a break or seeking medical assistance. Consider ceasing cannabis use if you have a family history of mental illness. Don't drive or operate heavy machinery while impaired by cannabis use. Cannabis use is not without risks, even though the risks may be far less than those posed by legal drugs.
The law offices of Omar Figueroa would like to remind you to stand up for your rights. If you are detained or arrested, treat law enforcement with respect and stand up for your rights by repeating, "I respectfully invoke all of my legal and constitutional rights. I do not consent to any search and seizure. I want to remain silent, and I want to speak with my attorney." Please contact the law offices of Omar Figueroa at 415-489-0420 or 707-829-0215 or on the web at omarfigueroa.com.
Activism begins with ACT. The Russ Belville Show features the stories of hardworking grassroots activists working for an end to prohibition in today's activist agenda.
One of my favorite members of the cannabis family is comedian Ngaio Bilum. Take it away.
Make more noise, him fish, you're not that high. What's up? How you feeling? Who here likes weed? Anybody like weed? How about marijuana? Who likes marijuana? How about grass? Who likes grass? Who likes to smoke trees? I'm just gonna do that for 20 minutes. No, I love weed. I don't care who knows. It's not a secret. I used to think that I smoked a lot of weed until I started hanging out with people who smoked a lot of weed. You feel me? I had to step my game up. Right? I'm up here in Seattle smoking weed, drinking coffee. I saw that the coffee up here is beautiful. Weed and coffee is the poor man's eight ball. So I'm always on that shit. Right? Spend my whole day drinking coffee. Then I'm up all night shitting. Hella funny, bro. You must be from the West Coast. How many Californians does it take to change a light bulb? Hella. How long does it take them for days? That was pretty funny. I'm high as hell right now. I don't care who knows. I'm not quite higher than Mount Rainier, but I am higher than a Chola's eyebrows. Let's talk about weed for a minute. remember this, when weed is legal and weed is legal here, it's not just the growers and the sellers who make money. There's going to be other businesses. People who make t-shirts, people who make hats, people who make security systems, right? I'm going to open a bed and breakfast hotel. Would you come visit me at the Wake and Bake Inn? Would you come say hello? Right? Right? Like, good morning. Good afternoon, really. We don't get up that early at the Wake and Bake. But hey, you're just in time for brunch. So, right? Because I'm a good cook. I don't have any money. I smoke a lot of weed. I will invent shit to eat. You feel me? Right? If we got Bisquick and peanut butter, we got peanut butter rolls coming in 12 to 14 minutes. I looked in the pantry one time. We have marshmallows, margarine, and top ramen. I'm making ramen treats. And they were hella good, too. They were. Don't use the flavor packet. That'll fuck it up. It's not savory. I know you guys know what top ramen is. Don't even front. Right? No. Sometimes you get an upscale crowd. They just stare at you and shit like ramen. Brr. I had to break it down to a crowd one time. I was like, well, y'all know a cup of noodles, right? Uh-huh. Well, I can't afford a fucking cup. I'm just trying to get old noodles. You feel me? You ever been so broke you went through your couch again? Some of you know what I'm talking about. They're going to legalize weed in Oregon this year.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I love to buy weed in Oregon, like my friend Dan Gabriel says, because there's no sales tax. I know y'all pay hella sales taxes up here for shit, right? It's $10 for a pack of cigarettes, because I smoke the fancy cigarettes, right, because I'm killing myself organically. And it's $10 for a pack. I live up here, that's $300 a month. I could save that, I could quit smoking, put that money in a jar, and at the end of the month, I have $300, and I could go get hookers and crack. Really just crack. If you have crack, hookers will show up. And they'll bring cigarettes, because that's really what I want, because it's been like a month, and I'm kind of fiending. I'm having a nicotine fit. Think about the nature of addiction. Just handle your drugs. That's all I ask. That's all I ask, people. Everybody here is on drugs. I don't give a shit. You're all on drugs. Do drugs. I don't care. Everybody here, you smoked some weed. You had a beer. Whatever. You're on a Xanax or a Valium or a Klonopin, Norco. I don't give a shit. Just handle your business. You're running around puking on people and trying to fight girls. You're doing too much. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. Be a grown-up about it. We'll give you till you're 25. By the time you're 25, you should know what drugs, right, in what amount and what order. Order's important. It took me forever to learn that I could be stoned to go get drunk, but I can't be drunk and go get stoned, because that's when the, woo, holding on to the earth like a nerd, like, gravity's real, you guys. Right? And I'll be out somewhere drunk as hell, and somebody be like, let's go smoke this joint. I'll be like, I'm cool. You're a pussy. No, I'm a professional. I'm saving you vomit. You should be thanking me.
Sure.
You're welcome. Right? And I don't care. Do drugs. I don't care. Take a bunch of ecstasy. I don't give a shit. I'll buy you orange juice. I'll let you rub my purple shirt and shit. I don't care. Right? I'll give you the car wash treatment. Lean back. Lean back. That's the shit. I personally love weed. I do. I love marijuana. I don't care. I love weed. I love it. I love it. I'll tell you why. For me, weed is the umami flavor of life. You understand what I'm talking about? It's the ketchup, it's the soy sauce, it's the ranch dressing of doing shit. Right? Some shit is cool, you put some weed on it, it's a little bit cooler. Right? Maybe it's not cool at all. Dip it in some weed, it's all right. Right? I don't like to wash dishes, but I don't mind getting high and washing dishes. You understand? Of course it takes an extra hour, because I have to make a playlist first. So fresh and so clean, clean. You guys don't listen to music when you wash the dishes? You just wash the dishes in silence and gravity? Kind of somber. Oh, oh. You listen to metal? Hell yeah. It's the metal stage. I fucking love metal. I don't care who knows. I know I don't look the part, but all that crazy Cookie Monster shit, I like it evil, too. I like it super, super evil. I want to put the CD on and worry about my soul. Do you understand where I'm coming from? Pantera, right? Right? Brujeria, you know what I'm talking about? Slipknot, Lamb of God. I saw Gore twice. I saw Hatebreed last year. heavy, heavy shit. And I go to concerts and I act a fool. I walk on heads, I mosh, I'm in the middle of the pit, I stage dive like a fiend, but I'm 46 years old, right? So first, I have to get there kind of early because I need to stretch. What? First thing I'm gonna do is smoke all your weed. You guys don't know what I'm talking about. You're all young and spry. Look at this beautiful Seattle weather. If you're from Seattle, please put on some sunscreen so you don't burst into flame. We'd like you to keep your gothly pallor. What time is it? 4:13, 7 minutes. Is everybody getting ready? We're about to put up a cloud in this Mickey 50. I love weed. If I was in a gang, this would be my gang sign. Hey, who you roll with? Oh, I roll with everybody, dog. I'll twist it up left-handed on a ski lift wearing gloves in a blizzard at night. You feel me? I'm a natural-born chiller. Can you guys over there step off the pavement a little bit so that people walking past can get through? Thank you. Thank you. You guys can scoot up a little bit, too, if you want. No, thank you. We appreciate everybody looking up for each other. Just take a couple steps, sit down, get comfortable, right? Let's all be comfortable. We'll smoke some weed. Look at this. We'd like to thank Caviar for handing out some things. Get ready. Get ready for it. Woo, woo. We can't throw things off the stage because it gets crazy. People don't know how to act. It's like they act like it's the last helicopter out of Saigon. It's just a joint. Who likes weed? Anybody like weed? I love marijuana. I'll tell you what. Weed has medicinal properties. I know you guys know, but you read shit. You study shit all the time, right? Marijuana helps with this. Marijuana fixes that. Marijuana cures this. They just published a study that weed helps to alleviate the symptoms and the onset of Alzheimer's disease. It's true. How it works is you get so used to forgetting shit, you develop a system. Right? Then when the Alzheimer's kicks in, you don't even know. You just think you're high. That's not a bad way to live. Because you do forget shit when you smoke a lot of weed. You really do. Mostly, I forget where I put my weed. That's really mostly what happens. I'm not lying. I found hash in my passport one time. That's not a good idea. Right? Never hide hash in your passport. That's the first place they look, right? Can we see your passport? No. I'll race you to the consulate. I don't carry weed internationally. I carry domestically. I don't give a shit. TSA doesn't give a shit either. I mean, don't take a pound and a half. But I got busted one time. Just like a couple years ago, coming out of Spokane, right? I'm trying to go through the metal detector, and they made me go through the x-ray machine, and they're like, sir, what's that in your pocket? And I was like, that's a pipe and a small amount of medical marijuana, right? And the guy goes, oh, that's not going to affect the safety of the plane at all. I was like, my thinking exactly, sir. Good day. Good day to you.
Oh, what up?
Right? And I hurriedly got on the plane. Oh, really? smiling the whole time. But one time, I was in Amsterdam, right, for 7 days straight. So I was high off that Dutch hash, higher than grandma's draws, higher than giraffe titties. And I wanted to bring some of that delicious Dutch hash home, so I came up with a simple yet effective plan. I was going to take a big chunk of that Nepalese temple ball hash and stick it right in my butt. Because I'm from the old school, right? I'm a traditionalist in some ways. You don't always have to be newfangled. Sometimes the old ways are still the best ways. You stick it in your butt and you get on the plane. That's the Amsterdam hamstergram. That's what I'm talking about. That takes too long to get to. You guys just staring at the monkey. Look at the monkey. Chewbacca's here. Monkey. How many more minutes do we have? Now, you know, when the, you guys right here with the dabs and the rig and the open flame, you know when this crazy-ass heavy metal band Chimera comes on, you're probably not in the best spot to be doing that. Do you understand? You know what happens when the metal bands start playing and all that? I'm just saying, you're an adult, whatever, but I'm just saying, think it through. Work stone, not hard. That's what I always say. If you smoke a lot of weed, how far away are we?
Damn, 3 minutes.
2 minute warning. It's a 2 minute warning. Football season's coming. Go Niners. Aya. We love the lighter! The Seahawks are fine. I'm just talking shit, because rep your hood. It's just sports. Let's not really fight. Right? I don't fight anybody. I'm funny. I got some weed. We negotiate.
Too high to fight. Too high to fight.
Listen. Hempfest is beautiful. Make some noise for Hempfest, first of all. Think about it. Think about all the Hempfest. This is 23 years. Think about all the other. There's the Missoula Hempfest. There's the Madison Hempfest. There's the Moscow Hempfest. There's the International Hemp and Cannabis Exhibition. Next month in Portland, we're doing the International Cannabis Business Conference. You should look into that shit. It's off the hook. I'm doing the Cannabis Comedy Festival in Sacramento in September. Think about it. Weed is the only illegal drug that people throw festivals for. Right? Nobody ever goes to Meth Fest. Hey, welcome to Meth Fest! Who stole the fucking sound system? Happy 420, everybody. Put it in.
Like I said, one of my favorite people in the cannabis community, that's Engayo Bealum, representing the San Francisco 49ers. I still owe him two big-ass sandwiches for the last two times the Niners have beaten the Packers. Maybe we can go triple or nothing this year. We'll find out. When we come back, we've got the anti-drug PSA of the day, followed by the Radical Rant, which is my extended speech at McWilliams Stage Sunday night. You're listening to The Russ Belville Show on 420radio.org.
You're tuned into The Russ Belville Show, the voice of the marijuana nation.
420 Radio is 24-hour marijuana legalization radio. At Royal Queen Seeds, we've got premium feminized cannabis seeds, including auto-flowering varieties for the medical cannabis user. We've got bulk shipments available and new CBD oil. Plus, we accept payment in Visa, MasterCard, and Bitcoin, as well as other methods. Check out our website at royalqueenseeds.com for more information. We are located in the Netherlands, and we have online grow experts ready to help you now at royalqueenseeds.com. Five of the last nine major party candidates to run for president, three of the last nine vice presidential candidates, and the last three two-term presidents have all smoked pot. Marijuana, the gateway drug to the White House. This is the Russ Belville Show. In the interest of fair and balanced journalism, the Russ Belville Show presents the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. This has been the anti-drug public service announcement of the day. To cure this sort of reefer madness, listen to the Russ Belville Show every weekday on 420radio.org.
You can't handle the truth.
Entirely legitimate topic for debate.
You have offended my family.
Hey, this is great, man.
And you have offended a Shaolin temple.
One major responsibility is to encourage people to use less drugs.
I know nothing.
I support a change in law to end federal criminal penalties for possession of up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
We don't need no stinking budget.
Homosexuality, no. Immorality, generally.
How in the century do you have slurred the meaning of the words we, the
the people.
Be warned, this is not your mother's marijuana.
You gotta ask yourself a question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
I want to ask you a bunch of questions. I want to have them answered immediately.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Radical Rant.
All right, folks, today we're going to conclude the first hour look back at Seattle Hemp Fest with my extended speech at the McWilliams stage. Got a chance to fill in for a couple of other speakers who are unable to make it, so got to do a little extended talk. I hope you enjoy this. Coming up in the next hour, we got Rick Steves at the top of the hour, and Joy Beckerman Marr and Doug Fine, so stay tuned for that as well. This is McWilliams stage from Sunday night.
Fun, everybody. See fun. Welcome to Seattle Hemp Fest. How are y'all feeling? What a perfect day, huh? Hey, you know what I like best about this moment right now is that I got weed in my pocket. Pre-rolled Cavi Gold cones, by the way. And ain't nobody can do a damn thing about it. It's legal for me to have weed in my pocket. Now that seems like a simple thing, and I know a lot of people get up and talk about, well, we can't grow yet. Yeah, I know. Oh, it's overtaxed. Yeah, I know. But I got weed in my pocket. Ain't nobody can do a damn thing about it. Now, this suddenly became special to me. How many people out there have been hassled by cops or arrested or detained over marijuana? Yeah. I never had. I'm originally from Boise, Idaho. And I've been smoking weed since July 4th, 1990. And I never once, not once in 22 years of smoking weed, had a hassle with the man. Now, a large part of that is because, as comedian Paul Mooney says, I have the complexion of protection. I chose at a very young age to be white, so that really helped a lot. I don't know if you've seen what's been going down in Ferguson, Missouri, but that's just a small glimpse of what's going on in this country. When everybody's upset about these armored carriers and cops in shields and throwing in tear gas grenades in Ferguson on the news, everyone's shocked. Those of us been fighting the drug war are like, oh, look, the toys they've been buying from the drug war that they've been using on our no-knock raids to bust people that are growing plants. Looks familiar to all of us. I digress. So I'd gone 20-plus years, never had a problem with the man until this 420, when I was invited to present at the Cannabis Cup in Denver for 420, we decided to take a road trip from Portland, Oregon to Denver, Colorado. Now, I know about public school and geography, but if you can imagine a little map and you can draw a line that goes from Portland, Oregon to Denver, Colorado, there's a couple of states you go through, either Idaho and Utah or Idaho and Wyoming. Now, I'm originally from Boise, Idaho, so I'm like, hey, let's go through Idaho. We'll visit my folks. Hi, Mom and Dad. Be cool. And then my roommate, he got a kid in western Colorado, so going through Utah and hitting there would be good, so you could see his new, brand new grandchild he'd never seen before in his life. So we decided to take a road trip because, you know, we're Americans, and we take road trips. It's what we do. We don't have to show our papers. We don't have to have permits. We're free to travel. Now, my roommate, a medical marijuana patient, he's a 69-year-old Vietnam vet. And my assistant at the time was a medical marijuana patient, young man who has got a lot of pain issues, a lot of back problems and such. So we headed out on a road trip knowing, yes, we have some medicine on us going through Idaho and Utah. Now, that is not a wise thing. But again, I've never been busted before in my life. I've always kind of skated through. I thought, no problem. We'll just make our little road trip. We'll be low profile. Now, the problem is, I can be kind of low profile because, let's face it, I kind of look like a cop. And Larry, he's a 69-year-old Vietnam vet. No one's going to give him problems. He's got silver hair. He's cool. My assistant at the time, however, young Rastafarian gentleman, white with long redhead dreadlocks all the way down to his calf. So we're like, you stay in the car. Okay, when we're in Utah or in Idaho, you stay in the car. We'll go into the convenience store, we'll take care of whatever you want. You stay in the car. So we're driving down, getting down through Idaho, making it just fine, and we're getting toward the Utah border, and I see these signs along the side of the road that say, drug checkpoint ahead. County sheriff's drug dogs in service. drug checkpoint ahead. Now, I'm informed, I know that this is a trick. Constitutionally, there's no such thing as a drug checkpoint. What there is such a thing as is putting up a drug checkpoint sign and then watching the people who get off on the exit before it and then messing with them, right? Because the drug checkpoint's unconstitutional. They can't stop you to check for drugs. Some states can do it for DUIs, for alcohol, but you can't do it for drugs. So this is a well-known cop trick to get you to pull off or to pull the side of the road and stash stuff on the side of the road and they're watching and then they bust you, right? So I'm like, dude, we're gonna keep driving. So we got out of Idaho, got into Utah, got into the first little truck stop there in Utah. Me and Larry, we get out, me and the Vietnam vet roommate get out, go into the convenience store. Coming out of the convenience store, I noticed that my assistant had then gone out into the convenience store. And that's when I also noticed there were two cop cars there getting gas and an unmarked one sitting over there. This isn't gonna be good. So we all get back in the car, like, everybody be cool. Larry starts driving off. We're in a Cadillac, right? We're in a pretty low key car, but it's got Oregon plates on it. We're in Utah. We start to drive off. We're not 4 miles down the road when the sheriff SUV with canine on the back of it is pulling us over. Pulled us over, and the long story short of this is that I sat there on the side of the road in the dirt, 50 yards away from the car, while I watched cops pull everything out of the trunk, pull all our bags out of the trunk, search through all of them, find things, put them in vials, put them in front of the dash car camera, and then come back and put me and my assistant in cuffs. You're under arrest for the possession of marijuana and paraphernalia. The same kind of marijuana that I've got legally in my pocket right here. From there, it was a drive, about a 45-minute drive in handcuffs to the Brigham City Jail, which, by the way, I was arrested in the most northern part of this county, which is the largest county in Utah, and the county seat is in the most southern part. So I literally took the longest ride in a cop car you can take in Utah. Got to the jail, got processed, they put us through the jail, got to watch TV, Death Race 2000 was on. That's kind of cool, watching a movie about trying to escape in a prison and shooting up cops while you're in jail. Something weirdly ironic about that. And then we had the processing. I have to ask y'all the typical questions. Sir, do you have any known enemies in the state of Utah? Present company excluded. Sir, your sexual preference? Anywhere but here would be fine. Jokes didn't go over well with them either. We were pulled over at 10:30 in the morning. It took $5,000 to get bailed out of jail for me and the assistant. And then by 6 o'clock at night, we were on our way. So for less than what I have in my pocket right now that's perfectly legal, my freedom was taken by guys with guns who put me in a concrete and plexiglass room because I had weed on me. So it means something different now when I come to Seattle Hemp Fest and you and you and you and you and me and all of us walking this park can have weed in our pocket and not be put in a cage over it. Because that's what this is about. It's about freedom. I'm all for the medical marijuana patients. I'm all for the medical marijuana patients. I'm all for the industrial hemp. I'm all for the recreational use. I think all use is none ya. None your damn business. My body, my choice. If a woman has the right to choose what she does with her uterus, I have the right to choose what I do with my lungs. My body, my choice. Are you with me on that? It's our choice. Now, we still have a whole lot to do, and I feel more engaged than ever in doing it after having been in jail. And I calculated while I was in jail, I started thinking, well, how many cop cars showed up? By the time they finally let us away in cuffs, there were 5 cop cars there and 9 cops. And then by the time we got to the jail and did all the processing, there were 3 cops there that had to take care of all the processing. And I did the math in my head, carry the 1, carry the 2, the 3. That's 28.5 hours of police time. 28.5, more than a full day worth of police man hours to pull us off the freeway to bring us in for a little less weed than I got in my pocket right here, legally. To pull us over, put us in a cage, and deal with all of that. Then, for about the next 2.5 months, I sat and wait for these charges. When the charges are going to be filed? I'm going to have to go to Utah. I have to hire a lawyer. I got to pay this lawyer. I got to get the money to the lawyer. Call the lawyer. Hey, has anything been filed? We haven't heard anything yet. Haven't put forth the charges. Haven't seen anything from evidence. Haven't seen from the dash cam. And I'm freaking out. Oh, my God, I'm going to have a criminal record. And then 2.5 months later, got a letter, charges dismissed. So all of that hassle, all of that time, all of that police effort that was put into dealing with that, for nothing, absolutely nothing. In my home state of Oregon, we had a terrible story that went down last year in Southern Oregon where late at night, a woman calls 911 to report that her ex-boyfriend, her abusive ex-boyfriend, is trying to break into the trailer. And we had to hear these 911 calls in our local news. 911, what's your emergency? Oh, my ex-boyfriend's trying to break in the trailer. He's pounding on the doors. I've got him locked out. We have a court order against him. What should I do? And the 911 operator had to say, sorry, we don't have anyone to send to you. There were budget cuts, you see, and they didn't have enough officers to staff, 24 hours. And the 911 operator said, well, if he comes in, could you ask him to go away? Well, he came in, and he beat her, and he raped her, and he left. But Utah had 28 and a half hours worth of police time available and ready to go to take me and a dreadlock Rastafarian into jail for charges that eventually got dropped. Do you think that's right? Hell no, it's not right. So this is about freedom. Don't forget about that. And don't take the freedom that you've gained lightly. I know it's not enough. I know we've got to get home grow. I know we've got to get more expansive limits. And in Oregon, we're going to work on that. I'm a part of something called the International Cannabis Business Conference. It's taking place September 13th, or 14th and 15th, just 3 weekends away at the Portland Convention Center, because folks, thank you for legalizing weed first, but Portland is going to be the place for legal weed, let me tell you. We are legalizing 1 ounce of marijuana, 4 plants at home, 8 ounces at home, 16 ounces of edibles, 72 ounces of tinctures, 1 ounce of store-bought concentrate. Double those amounts are decrim, just a ticket. And you have to have over 4 times those amounts before it's a felony. The initial legislative review office analysis on this has speculated that with our $35 an ounce flat tax, we're going to be selling weed at $140 an ounce. Who likes $140 an ounce weed? Yeah, I'm pro that. So congratulations for legalizing first, but honestly, $20 a gram, $25 a gram, that can't stand for very long, man. That's just intro. That's just first time, man. That's got to come down. And we in Oregon are going to pass Measure 91, legalize that, crash that price, raise that supply, and the legislators in Olympia are going to start hearing from these business owners in Vancouver down there in Clark County. They're going to say, hey, my pot shop's going under because down there in Portland, they're selling for $140 an ounce. And those legislators are going to listen to those business owners, and they're going to want to lower those taxes. They're going to want to make your system better to compete with Oregon's system. And the more states that legalize, the more competition there is, and the more we overgrow the government. Thank you. I'm Radical Russ Belville, 420radio.org. Have a great Hemp Fest, folks.
There you go. That's my speech there at the McWilliams stage. Good time there. Steve Fun is the stage manager there. Good to see Steve. He was a guest on the Herb Thrasher show just a week ago, a week before Hemp Fest. Coming up in hour two, we've got more Hemp Fest, this backstage stuff coming up in the next hour. Backstage at the main stage with travel author Rick Steves, one of the major backers of I-502 in Washington State. Look at his opinions on how he thinks the rollout is going. Also, backstage at main stage, Joy Beckerman Marr from Normal Women of Washington and Hemp Industries Association, and Doug Fine, the author of Hemp Bound and Too High to Fail. We got them backstage. Ask them about the latest in industrial hemp. Plus, me and Herb Thrasher and Electric Bob with our Daily Toker Tunes, EDM Tuesday.
This is the Russ Belville Show. The Russ Belville Show is blogging and podcasting daily at RadicalRuss.com.
For Big Daddy Fink, I'm Radical Russ. Thanks for joining us. And until next time, take care of each other, tokers.
You take a seat, you manage, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it. Take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you try it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth.